Yud Beis Nissen, 20th of April, Rabbi Meir Zev Rappaport, Shlichas, Kopa Pesach.
Shus Kolakol HaKodosh Hazeh. So let's have a look at Shtikel Gemara Kiddushin. It's on the top of the page here. Kiddushin Daf Memalef Amud Beis. Omar Rabbi Yeshua ben Korcho. Says Rabbi Yeshua ben Korcho, Minayin Sheshluchoi Shal Odom Kamoisoi. How do we know that Shluchoi Shal Odom Kamoisoi? Shenemar, the Pasuk says, V'shochtu Oisoi Kol Kehal Adas Yisrael Bein Arboi. The Pasuk's talking about Korban Pesach, that the whole of Kehal Adas Yisrael Meshecht Korban Pesach. Frag the Gemara, V'chikol HaKol Kulon Shoichin, does every person shecht? V'alo Yeno Shoichet Alo Echot. One person shechts, a shoichet shechts for many people. Shechit ekseir bezor. It doesn't have to be a coin, it can be Israel, but one person shechts for everybody. Elo mikam sheshluchoi shal odom kemoisoi. So the source for shluchoi shal odom kemoisoi is from Korban Pesach, which is topical. Frektzach de kasha, benissen nigalu, benissen masid minigoyl, we daven the fact. We should be zoicha to be makir the Korban Pesach in Beis Hamikdash. But what happens if a person is a zokei or a choyle? A person is an old, or he's ill, and he can't himself shech the Korban Pesach. So what's the solution? So he'll be makir the he'll appoint a shliach to shech the Korban Pesach for him. The problem is that if we look at the title on this page that we have in front of us. Anything that a person himself can't do, shliach loymotzi mashna. There's a klal that you cannot appoint a shliach if you yourself can't do the very thing that you want the shliach to do. Therefore, if a person is a zokin, or a person is a choyle, and he himself wouldn't be able to shecht the Korban Pesach, so can he appoint a shliach to shecht it for him? Or not?
It's not
the Issa for you. So Rav Ebert says, Rav Agon, Rav Ebert says, Zokta Rashayna Svara. So he comes along, sorry, yeah, he said, Rashayna Svara Zokta. Vosa de Svara, Vosa Zokta. Zokta, he says, that the Zokin Achoy, it's not pshat that he's not allowed to shecht the Korban Pesach himself. He's allowed to. He just can't. So in English we would say it's a technicality. Technically he can't do it. But theoretically he would be able to do it. So this is the Shaila. Now you've elaborated on the Shaila. What's a Shaila? Mela, for example, a Kohen does avoid in the Beis HaMikdosh. Yeah, the Zrika, the Kabbalah. A Yisrael can't do it. So Israel wouldn't be able to appoint a Kohen to do the Avodah for him because he is Mufka from the Avodah. It's not Shaykh by him to be able to do this activity. Therefore, he can't appoint a Shliach. But where the reason he can't do it, the Mishaleach, where the person who's appointing the Shliach can't do it only because of technicality, do we say that he can't appoint a Shliach, or do we say he can appoint a Shliach? Now, if he can't appoint a Shliach, then it'll be an oynes rachamon apache. Yes, the Torah says that every person has to shecht the Korban Pesach, and the way you go about it is through appointing a shliach. If a person's a zokin, a choyle, and he can't, so he can't appoint a shliach, oynes rachamon apache. It's an oynes, he can't do it, it wasn't a ton. If he can appoint a shliach, then he can, and very good. He'll be able to appoint a shliach to shecht the Korban Pesach for him. So, l'choyle, it's a machloikis rishoy. Let's have a look. It's a machlokes rishon. We know that when it comes to a get, there's two main components to the get. Number one is writing the get, and the second component is giving over the get. And the Torah says, "V'kosav lo sefer krisus, v'nosan beyodo." He should write the get, and he should give it to her. The kosa v'nosan. Now, when it comes to the nosan, he's got to give it. And what happens if he himself can't give it because he's overseas, doesn't want to have to fly over? So then he appoints a shliach to do it for him. He appoints a shliach to do it for him. What about ksiva saget? Does ksiva saget, is it something that because it says the kosav lo, he should write it, does he have to write it? And if he can't write it, he must appoint a shliach? Or, no. The writing of the get doesn't need to be done by the husband, and therefore you don't need to have shlichus for it. I.e., you can just ask a sofer to write it for him without appointing him as a shliach. If the husband has to write the get, like he's got to give the get, then he'll have to appoint a shliach to write it. But if the husband doesn't need to write the get, as long as the get's written, it's fine, then he doesn't need to appoint a shliach. Says the Tosfos Yeshonim. We have a look at the Tosfos Yeshonim here. V'tzorich lechalik bein v'kosav v'levanosan. You need to differentiate between kosav and nosan. Here it's referring to get. The benesino bo'inon shlichus. When it comes to giving a get, then because the husband has to give the v'nosan be'yodo, he's got to give it. Therefore, he'll have to appoint a shliach if he's not going to give it himself. If he doesn't want to fly overseas to give the get, you'll have to appoint a shliach. Aval aksivo, writing the get, loy bo'inon shlichus. You don't need shlichus, says the Tosfos Yeshonim. Why? To mistome ayri kro b'chol odom. Presumably, the pasuk that says that a husband can divorce a wife is talking about every person. Afilu kiteya, even if somebody loy oleinu has no hands. So Tosfos Yeshonim says that when a Torah says the kosa v'nosa, that a person can divorce his wife, presumably it's talking about his equal rights. Presumably every person can divorce his wife. Even a person who's got no hands at all. So the Tosfos Yeshonim is asking, but if he's got no hands, he can't write the get. And if he can't write the get, how can he appoint somebody to do it, a shliach, to write it for him? Must be, says the Tosfos Yeshonim, that ksivas haget doesn't need shlichus. Otherwise, a person with no hands would be in trouble.
Why didn't say the same with Nosan?
Sorry?
Say the same with Nosan.
The Nosan, he can always give it. Theoretically, he could give it himself.
With his teeth.
Yeah, oh, he could give it with his teeth. But Tosfos Yeshonim is saying, presumably, with writing, without hands, a person can't write. Without hands, a person can give. Without writing, a person, without hands, a person can't write. So says the Tosfos Yeshonim. Clearly evident that the Tosfos Yeshonim holds that even though a person without hands is not mufka from ksiva saget, and ishkan goy, the concept of writing a get is shayach to any yid. He's not mufka from the concept of ksiva saget. It's technically speaking, he cannot write the get because he's got no hands. Yet Tosfos says that if a person can technically can't do something, then he cannot appoint a shliach to do it. The Rashba disagrees.
Why don't we can do, write with his teeth or with his foot?
Tosfos Yeshonim understands that presumably it's not the case.
Possible.
The Rashba disagrees with the Tosfos Yeshonim. The Rashba disagrees with the Tosfos Yeshonim, and therefore, and the Rashba says that you do need shlichus b'ksiva saget, just like you need shlichus b'nesina saget, you need shlichus b'ksiva saget. So what's a person with no hands going to do? Teretz is, the Rashba holds, that just because technically he can't do it, doesn't mean he cannot appoint a shliach. That which the klal, the rule that we know, that kol mai di'u loy motzi ovid, loy mash v'shliach, something that a person himself can't do, he can't appoint a shliach, that means if he is mufka from that activity, if he's mufka from that din. For example, a goy who's not shaykh to get in, can't appoint a shliach. Then, about a technical, because technically can't do it, that's not reason he can't appoint a shliach. So, l'choyre, it's a machloikas rashbo and Tosfos Yeshonim. So, back to our original shayla, can a choyle, or a zokin, or kiteya, a person who's got no hands, can he appoint a shliach to shech the Korban Pesach for him? L'choyre, it's a machloikas Tosfos Yeshonim and the rashbo. So now let's have a look if we have if there's any way we can prove one side or the other side from Gemara's. So there is a Gemara in Baba Kamma. The Gemara in Baba Kamma says as follows. Every person, a Yid, a Yisrael, wants to bring a korban. So he goes to the Beis HaMikdash and there's a Kohanim who do it all for him. Now, the way it was split, there was many Kohanim. There are many Kohanim, Tal Yisrael. And every Kohen was designated, there was a Mishmoros. There was different groups of Kohanim who were entitled to do the service in the Beis HaMikdash on a weekly basis. And it was their rights to do the service. And their rights also to eat, to consume the korbanos, if they were eating it. What happens, what about a Kohen? Yeah, we have here a Choshev, a Kohen, my good Chaver, David. He wants to bring a korban, his own korban. And he comes in, and he wants to bring Machlev his own korban. The Mishma said to him, sorry, it's our rights, it's our week this week. It's not your week, your week is in a few weeks' time. So he said, but it's my personal korban, I'm a Kohen and I can do it. So the Gemara, the Braisa says that a Kohen can be makriv his own korbanos whenever he wants. He can walk in and do it. The pasuk says, "Ubo bechol avas nafshoy v'sheiris." It's a pasuk in Torah. Yeah, Baba Kamma Kuf Tes Amud Beis we're looking at. "Ubo bechol avas nafshoy v'sheiris." He can, whenever he wants, he can do it. And so the Gemara says, but that's all very well if he's a young, healthy man. He can do it himself. And more than that, he can appoint a shliach to do it for him. He can ask somebody else, doesn't say, but he can ask somebody else to do it for him. Another kohen. If he doesn't want to do it himself, he can tell the Amshe Mishma, it's my right to bring my own korban, even though it's not my week. And in fact, I want my friend to do it. He can do that. But if he is a zokein or a choyle, what's the halacha? Can he do that? So the Gemara says, yes, still. Even if he's a zokin or a choyle, it's the last line in the Braisa. Hoyo zokin or choyle, nois nola chol koyen she yirtze. He can still give it to any koyen he wants to bring the korban for him. Asks the Gemara Akasha, I don't understand. If he's a zokin or a choyle, then how can he appoint a shliach to do it? If he himself can't do it, how can he ask somebody else to do it for him? So, asks the Gemara. And the Gemara answers that we're talking about a person who's not so ill, Alidat Chaki can do it. Alidat Chaki can do it. Says the Machne Ephraim, L'choyru, we have a Mefurush Gemara, not like the Rashba, like the Tosis Yishon. The Gemara clearly says that a Koyen, who's a Zokain or a Choyle, cannot appoint another Koyen to shech the Korban for him. Black and white, a Gemara. That's a Choyre, Shtak Araya to the Tosis Yishonim. Keneged, the Rashba. So asks the Machne Ephraim. But the Noid of Yehuda comes along with an answer. The Noid of Yehuda gives an answer as follows. The Noid of Yehuda says that the Gemara here is not discussing Shlichus. It could well be, like the Rashba says, that even a Zokin or a Choyler can appoint a Shliach to bring a Korban for him. That's not the issue here. The issue here is a totally different issue. The issue here is a Shiloh of rights, not of Shlichus. Not of capability of shechting, but of rights. That means, says the Noda Yehuda, that by Anshe Mishmor, the Kohen designated that we have a right to shech the korbanos. With what right does another Kohen have a right to bring his own korban? Because the Torah says that Ubo b'chol avas nafshoy v'sheiris, he's got right to bring his own korban if he wants, even though it's not his week. Says the Gemara, says the Braisa, more than that. He can actually give it over to whoever he wants, to his friend, to do it for him. Even if he's not from the Mishmor. So the Anshe Mishmor will be able to say to him, look, it's all very well you want to take away our rights, because the Torah allows you to. But with what rights do you have to go and give it to your friend? Yeah, maybe you want to do it. The Torah says, Ubo b'chol avas nafshoy. But to go and give it over to your friend to do it and deprive us of the schus to be makir the korbanos, Anshe Mishmor. So he says, well, I could do it myself. And if I could do it myself, so why shouldn't I be able to give over that right to somebody else? So says the Gemara, no. But if he's a zokin a choyle, if he's an ill person, then he can't. You can't do it yourself. So what rights do you have to deprive us of it? Says the Gemara that he can do it himself. The Gemara's not discussing at all whether he is able to appoint a shliach or not, halachically. That could be he can appoint a shliach. The issue is only whether he's entitled to take the rights away from the Amshe Mishmon and give it over to somebody else. That's how the Noda Yehuda answers it. However, Rabbi Chanan Wasserman asks a kasha on the Tosfos Yeshanim. He asks Fakert. And he asks from the Gemara in Kiddushin. Let's have a look at the Gemara Kiddushin. The Gemara Kiddushin here says, Reb Shimon ben Elazar Oyler. Eved Kanani. And Eved Kanani is enslaved to his master. And the master wants to free him. And the way the master wants to free him is by writing him a bill of emancipation, a get shichru. Now, the problem is that the Eved has to be mekabel the get shichru. He's got to receive it. There's a slight problem. Because Yad Eved ki Yad Raboy, the hand of the servant is always like the hand of the master. So whatever the Eved takes automatically belongs to the master. So if the master gives him the get shichru, the bill of emancipation, essentially what the master is doing is giving it from his left hand to his right hand. So how does an Eved Kanani receive his get? So Rabbi Shimon Loza says he can't receive his get himself. But you know what he can do? He can appoint a shliach to do it for him. And the shliach will receive the get for him. Now the shliach is an outside entity. So therefore he can do it. Sorry? Oh. The Chari Shliach Shalom Kamois. Oh.
Why can't you say the minute it touches it is Bishukha?
That's, yeah, you want to say Gitoi V'yodah Ben Ka'achas. But here we're not talking about, Rav Shimon Loza doesn't hold of that. Rav Shimon doesn't hold Gitoi V'yodah Ben Ka'achas. Rav Shimon Loza says the only way to do it is to appoint a Shliach. Now, says the Rav Shimon Loza that you can't say that an Eved has no Shaychas to Gittin, is not Bichal the Parsha of Gittin, it's not true. Because an Eved Kanani has a Shaychas to the concept of Gittin. The concept of Gittin applies to an Eved Kanani. He can get divorced if the concept of Gittin is Shaykh to him. Don't forget, he's already had Mila, he's already a Halbayit. So the concept of Gittin is Shaykh to an Eved Kanani. He himself can't be Mekabel the Get because he had Eved Kanani, he had Rabboi. But he can appoint a Shliach to do it. Frekt Rabbi Chanan, why can't he himself do it? Why can't he himself accept his bill of emancipation? Because technically speaking, he can't do it. It's not that he's not Shaykh to it. It's a technicality, because he is still enslaved to his master, and he had Eved Ki Yad Rabbi, so he can't practically receive it as a separate entity to his master. But it's only a technicality. So how it? So that's why he can appoint a Shniach.
When he gives it to him, it becomes emancipated. The same sentence.
That's what that's all. Oh, Baruch Shekivanto. So Rabbi Zilbe is saying the same as Rabbi Ebert. But evidently, from the Gemara, Rav Shimon Melozov doesn't hold of the concept of Gito V'yodah Boi Ke'echot. He also can only be done in the Shliach. Lech Oire, you see in this Gemara, that even where the reason the Eved himself can't do it is not because he is Mufka from the Parsha of Gittin. He's not Mufka from the Parsha of Gittin. He's Shaykh to the Parsha of Gittin. It's only a technical problem. He can appoint a shliach. Is the haraya to the Rashba? It's a kash on the Tosfos Yeshanim. How will the Tosfos Yeshanim answer this Gemara? So, to cut a long story short, because time is short today. So, like this. There are two Gemaras. The Gemara says as follows. Have a look at the Gemara Nazir. Yeah, it's all the way towards the bottom. Ki mash v'shliach. When can a person appoint a shliach? In a matter that is shaykh by him. In a matter that's not shaykh to him at all. He cannot appoint a shliach. That's one Gemara. It's a Gemara, arucha, it's a clear-cut Gemara. A person can't appoint a shliach in a matter that is not shaykh by him. Now, there's another Gemara. The Gemara wants to say as follows. Have a look at the Gemara in Yuma. We're going to look just at the Gemara. Rav Huna Bereder of Yeshua. Rav Huna Bereder of Yeshua says the following statement. Omar Rav Huna Bereder of Yeshua. He asks a question. Hani Kahana. Kahanim. Whose emissaries are they? Whose shluchim are they? Are they shlucha didan? Are they our shluchim? Or are they shlucha drachmona? Are they shluchim of the Rabbi Yeshua? When a Kohen does the service in the Beis HaMikdosh, who is he acting on behalf? Is he acting on our behalf? Is he our shliach? Or is he a shliach of the Rabbeinu Shloim? Says Rav Huna Bereder of Yeshua, Hani Kehana, the Kehanim, must be Shluchah Rachmana, must be emissaries acting on behalf of the Rabbeinu Shloim. Why? Di'on, but Shluchah Didon. Because were you to say that they are our Shluchim, it can't be. Mi'i kemidi. Is there such a thing that anan loy motzin lemer that we ourselves can't do? Us simple Yisraelim can't do it. Veshlucha didon motzi avdi, and our shluchim can do it. Must be that kohanim are shlucha derachmana. Shluchim they're appointed by the Rebbeinu Shel Olam, not by us. Because if they're our emissaries, they wouldn't be able to do it. Because if we can't do it, they can't do it.
So a kohen who wants to bring his kohanos can do it.
Well, he's a shlucha derachmana.
No,
he's not appointing a shliach.
The mishpa is not the shliach.
No, he's not appointing a shliach. He's doing it himself. That's fine.
Yeah, but not the shliach. Mishpa is fine. Right.
Sorry. No. Mishpa. No, he's allowed. The Torah says he's allowed. Now, so we have here two statements. One statement is in the Gemara Nozir. The Gemara Nozir says black and white, very simple. A person who's not shaykh to something cannot appoint a shliach. That's a Gemara. No names. Clear cut Gemara, black and white. So what's Rav Huna being mechadish in the Gemara Yuma? What's Rav Huna saying extra over and above the Gemara in Nozir? What does Rav Huna say? That Kohani must be Shluchah D'Rachmana, not Shluchah D'Dam. You know why? Because if they're Shluchah D'Dam, they wouldn't be able to do it. Because if we can't do it, they can't appoint a Shliach. Rav Huna is saying exactly what the Gemara Nozir says. That you can't appoint a Shliach if you yourself can't do it. So what's he telling us? Obviously Kohani is Shluchah D'Rachmana. I don't need Rav Huna to tell me Kohanim Shluchah D'Rachmana. The Gemara Nozir says, if you are not Bichal the Parsha, you can't appoint a Shliach. So evidently, Kohanim must be Shluchah D'Rachmana. Do I need Rav Huna's brainwave to say this? What's Rav Huna being Mechadish? So the answer is that there is two problems when I try and appoint a Shliach for something that I myself can't do. What is it? Number one, the problem is that the shliach cannot be a shliach if he's appointed by somebody, if he's a shliach of somebody who himself can't do that thing. He's not shaykh to that parsha. It's a chesaron in the shliach. There's another chesaron. The problem is the mishaleach can't appoint a shliach if he himself couldn't do that thing. So the problem lies in two aspects. Number one, the mishaleach. Let's say the mishaleach is a goy. He's not shaykh to a parsha of something. He's not shaykh to gittin. So you can't appoint somebody to write a get, to give a get for him. Why? Number one, because he himself, the mishaleach, can't appoint if he's not shaykh to it. And the wording is very clear. Kol mai de'iu loy motzi ovid, shliach loy motzi mashve. He cannot make a shliach. He can't appoint a shliach. But there's another chisorim. The shliach can't become a shliach. Never mind the appointment. The shliach himself can't be a shliach. Can't do it. That's Rav Huna's wording. Mi'i kemidi de'anan loy motzino le'mevet, v'shluchi didon motzi avi. And our shluchim can do it. If I can't do it, he can't do it. Irrelevant of me appointing him or not. Even if I could appoint him, he can't do it. So the chesaron is both in the minui shlichus, and the chisaron is also in the shliach himself. He can't do it for somebody who himself can't do it. Now, those two chisaronis apply when the mishaleach is a person who's not shayach to the parsha, has got no shayach to the parsha. For example, a Yisrael who wants to appoint a kohen to bring a korban for him, then a Yisrael is not shayach to avoidah. He's mufkaf. It's not a technicality that Yisrael can't do avoidah. Yisrael can't do avoidah because the Torah never allowed him to do the avoidah. Only a kohen can do it. Yisrael is not shaykh. He's mufkaf from the parsha of avoidah. Therefore, not only can he not appoint the kohen as a shliach, but the kohen can't even be a shliach for him. That's why must be that kohanim ashluchu d'rachmon. But where the reason the mishaleach can't do it is only a technicality. For example, Ichveis, he's a zokein, he's a choyl, he's got no hands. He's not mufka from the parsha, it's only a technicality. Then, the shliach can become a shliach. The problem is that the mishaleach can't appoint him as a shliach. It's the only chisorin there is the mishaleach can't appoint him as a shliach. But a shliach he can become. The problem is only in the appointment. So if we can find a way around the shliach being appointed, if somehow the shliach can be appointed without the mishaleach appointing him, then it wouldn't be a problem if the problem is only technicality. Sorry?
Why can't he appoint
him? Because he's got, because, says the Tosfos Yeshomim, because whenever there's a technical problem, then you can't appoint a shliach. We have a mefurusha Gemara that Evet Knani can appoint a shliach. How can an Evet Knani appoint a shliach to be mekabel his get? The answer is, if we look all the way at the bottom of the page, there's a machloikas tanoi. Tanya, Omer Rabbi Elazar, Omalnu loy lemeir, we said to Rabbi Meir, Ve'aloy schusu le'evet sheyotzi mitachas rabbi lechayvus. Omalonu ha, no, choyvu loy tzachoyv. Question, is it a zchus for an Eved Kanani to be emancipated? Or is it a choyv? Is it a good thing for him or is it a bad thing for him? Yes. Sorry, what's a yes? Good or bad? Yeah. Good or bad?
Yes, good.
Good. So Lemaisa, that's what Rebbe Loza says. Rebbe Eliezer says. Rebbe Meir disagrees. Not me. Rebbe Meir the Tanner. Rebbe Meir says it's a choyv. It's a choyv. It's not a good thing. Now, it's a machloikas. No. Schio mitam shlichus. If, whenever it's a schus for somebody, then I can do, for example, I'll give you a classic example. A person forgets to do Eruv Tafshili. So what does he do? First time round, he's got no problem, because you know what? He said, the Rav did it for me. Did he appoint the Rav to do it for him? No. Did the Rav do it for him? Yes. Why? You're allowed to do something on somebody's behalf if it's a merit for him. But a schus, if it's a schus, you're allowed to do it for him. And if it's a schus, you can do it for him. And automatically you become a shliach to do that schus for him. Therefore, for the Eved Kanani's friend to accept the bill of emancipation for him, he doesn't need to be appointed by the Eved Kanani. According to Rebbe Eliezer, the Chachomim, it's a schus for him to be freed. Therefore, the shliach doesn't need to be appointed. He's automatically a shliach. And if he's automatically a shliach, it doesn't matter that technically the Eved Kanani himself can't accept his own get. He doesn't need to be appointed. The fact that he himself can't do it doesn't matter. He doesn't need to appoint him. And therefore, let's go back to our shay. Korban Pesach. Huh? So you have to ask the wife what she thinks about that. Yeah. So the question is now, what about Korban Pesach? Korban Pesach. Now we're back to our original shaila. Korban Pesach. It's a schus to bring a Korban Pesach. So therefore, the zokein or the choyer doesn't need to appoint somebody to shech the Korban Pesach for him. The appointment happens automatically. Therefore, even though the Zokin Achoyle technically can't bring a Korban Pesach, the appointment will happen automatically. There's no problem in the Shliach being a Shliach where the problem is only technical. Therefore, it's not a problem. That's how we answer the Chomitz Kasha. And in conclusion, it would come out that both according to the Rashba and the Tosfos Yeshanim, then a Zokin Achoyle can have somebody shech the Korban Pesach for him because it's a schus for him to do it, and therefore automatically he's appointed. Whereas when it comes to a get, it's not a schus to get divorced. Therefore, without appointing a kiteya, a person with no hands, can't appoint a shliach to write the get for him. Therefore, says the Tosfos Yeshanim, must be you don't need shlichus at all for ksivas haget. Mitz Hashem, we should be zoiche that v'noichal shomina zvochinu nafsochim, we should be able to bring the Korban Pesach, we should all be healthy and gesund, and we should be able to bring the Korban Pesach v'zois hashono v'yerushalayim mirakodish v'meher v'yomein v'omein v'omein.